This morning's topic is, I believe, a very, very important topic. And it's something which we'll discuss in a few minutes, but especially if the video's not up yet. I don't mind saying it like this. Is something that's probably been swept under the rug, the proverbial community rug, for many years, some might even say decades. The idea of, well, it's on abuse in the firm community. And just as an aside, there even is, you know, today in the world, there's a lot more awareness of it, not just in the Jewish world, but really in the secular world. I think they take these things much more seriously than they did. Go back definitely a couple decades ago. Yeah, different societal forces that, Baruch Hashem, you know, have reached out to victims and listened to victims and taken appropriate steps to curb abuse. In the firm community, there is an organization called Amudim, which I believe is endorsed by multiple Gedolim, and it deals with multiple things, but really, first and foremost, is abuse. They're actually having a campaign over the next 48 hours. I was not asked to make that plug, but just from knowing what they do, it's a vital thing for the Jewish community. And the issues of abuse are unfortunately pretty well documented. Whether it's documented newspapers and court cases, but people in the know understand that's a legitimate thing, many, many of the cases, and it's something that has to be dealt with and not just pushed aside. Give me the green light. In particular, one of the cases that unfortunately happened recently, one of the impetuses in giving this share, there was a therapist in Eretz Yisrael that was highly regarded, also a famous author of many, many books, children's books, who seems that there is many, many allegations against them. Rabbanim, Gedolim, in the know, have removed this person in the interim from many, many positions that he held. And Beis Din is going through with cases against him. And the Beis Din say that they have evidence, clear evidence against him. And really makes for... He was having relationships with people that he shouldn't have had, with clients, with people coming to him, people in need. You know, it's unfortunately a classic case of a therapist taking advantage of people in stress, in need, vulnerable people. And the fact that he has a beard and a title rabbi in front of his name, it only hid for years what was going on. This is just one case, it would be Dayenu. But unfortunately, just within the last few years, there have been multiple cases like this of people with, till this point, sterling reputations that unfortunately were found to be abusing people that needed their help. And it's definitely something, as we said before, our community has to take notice. It's usually the topic that's not discussed so much out there in public. I haven't seen the big organizations have this as a clear topic in one of their conferences, conventions, but who knows, Dayenu, so much of it, and really, you know, know, definitely this organization, as we mentioned before, Amudim, is something which is very, very important. But I think another area, all these cases share a common denominator, that the therapist, the person involved in the situation, clearly violated Hilchas Yichud. A Torah, a Rabbanim, through the ages, have a formula, have Isurim of an Isur Yichud, that a man cannot be alone with a woman, really. The broader top of Yichud, we gave a share on a couple years ago. It was just at the beginning of COVID. I think we talked about it, the halachas of social distancing. The Torah, it's more than 6 feet. You can't be in a room together. You can't be in an enclosed environment with a person of the opposite gender, sometimes even multiple men, women, multiple women, men, all different scenarios. And the broader halachas, ayin sham, you can see there. But today what we want to focus on specifically is doctors, mental health professionals, meeting with patients and having situations where it could be an Isser of Yichud, and what we could practically do, A, for those of us doctors, therapists that are listening to the share, and so to us, the patients, on the other side, what we should do in these scenarios. And we know the Torah's halachas of Yichud, our Chazal's Yisurim, Yichud is usur no matter what the case, right? It doesn't matter how old you are, how old she is. Yichud is Yichud. And the rabbis clearly put forth these Yisurim in all cases. You know, it doesn't matter, you're a Rav, you're a person of a great trustworthiness, in apotropos or arayos, and unfortunately these cases show that a person cannot be trusted. Chazal say that. And thus, you know, these halachas, especially, this is starting time of Shovavim, the most basic halachas of Yichud, people should chazer, people should know. But I want to talk about these cases. Let's first talk the basic medical profession, doctors, and then we'll get to mental health also, therapists. So let's assume, first off, a doctor examining a patient. So for the most part, starting with a medical doctor, examining a patient, in many scenarios, what's the case? The patient is waiting in the exam room, the doctor's there, doctor comes in, shuts the door. Is that a problem of Yichud? Simple. So, first off, in the average office where nurses, assistants, secretaries can come back and forth, we'll see soon, that may not be a problem. Really, I don't know when this was updated, but I checked into it from a practical standpoint. A lot of times now, I think the world itself has been nervous, secular world, of issues of assault, issues of abuse, that when a doctor does an examination on a patient, where the patient is unclothed, I believe for the most part, I don't know if it's actual law, but you see in medical offices, they'll have an assistant, someone else in the room, so it's not just the doctor and the patient. So there's already a perfect example where the world is finally catching up on a small degree to what our Rabbanim foresaw centuries ago, that you have to be careful of these situations. And again, I don't know, there might be subject, I assume it's not, it's not federal law. Maybe there are some state laws, probably
insurance,
you know, clauses that the doctors have to observe. But these things, the idea of a doctor not being alone in a room with a patient is something which a secular society already is coming to grips with. It's something that we have to do. You'll see when Ramosha dealt with the Shiloh years ago, you know, it was before there was any other assistants in the room. Ramosha is dealing with the Shiloh, okay, a woman's going to an OBGYN, and she's fully unclothed and having an internal examination by a doctor. So Ramosha was asked to Shiloh, hey, is this allowed? Is there violations of Yichud? What should we do about this? It's very interesting. This Shiloh comes up in Ramosha's seventh volume of Igros Moshe. The person who asked the Shiloh, the famous Rav today in Lakewood, is the Simcha Bunim Kohn. He's the one who asked quite a few Yichud Shilohs to Ramosha. Ramosha has almost two dozen different Shilohs of Yichud over there. Wow, so many videos. So let's go through some of the potential heterim and talk about, you know, let's say the scenario is not as a simple doctor where there's someone else in the room. This doctor, yeah, doesn't have an assistant stay there in the office. I don't know that it's absolutely every doctor adheres to these policies of the insurance agency or maybe some state or local statute. So let's say you have a doctor performing an examination, or we'll soon see a therapist sitting with a client. Obviously, a therapy case is much different than a doctor. By the whole nature of therapy is a person is opening up to a doctor, opening up to a therapist, social worker, whatever the scenario, and is doing so in confidence, in privacy. You're not going to have an assistant, even a secretary, in the room when the person is disclosing very personal details. By the whole nature of therapy, it's a one-on-one, unless it's couples therapy. But for the most part, it's going to be one-on-one, the therapist and the person coming to the therapist. So what about over there? So the first heter in Hilchas Yichud I want to go through is the heter of Baila Be'ir. Famous idea. Now, obviously, this only works for a married woman. For a single girl going to the doctor or a single girl going to therapist, unmarried woman, this does not apply. So you're already limited how far this heter could go. But there's a heter of Baila Be'ir. Normally, Baila Be'ir is there's a certain fear that a woman has, you know, her husband's watching over her. Her husband obviously doesn't want anything improper to go on between her and somebody else. And there's a fear, all right, the husband will come, the husband will see what's going on. It's dangerous for her. Lamaisa, right. Or the other person. The Maaser Moshe already talked about a Shiloh, which is very relevant. You know, in the world, husband could be working, you know, especially in New York City. Husband's working. He might only be 5 miles away, but Freeman's watching.
Traffic,
New York City. You can't just run in and be there on the spur of a moment. You're stuck. So Moshe already dealt with the Shiloh. What do you say? Is there a Din Baila Be'ir? Well, you know the husband's not going to come. The husband's far away. He can't reach there so quickly. So it's not so poshut. In such a case, you would have a heter. But let's say there is some access, some availability of the husband coming, which would therefore potentially have an issue of Baila Be'ir. So I saw discussing doctors. I saw Rav Scheinberg have some sukkim of his. on Hilchas Yichud. So Rav Scheinberg goes with, I believe it's a Chachmas Adam, that says there's no such din of Ba'al Be'er. First of all, it's not possible to din Ba'al Be'er outside of the woman's home. Classic case of Ba'al Be'er is the woman, called Kavod Bas Melch Panima, where is the woman? Of course, she's at home. And Ba'al Be'er is the husband coming home. Not so simple, Ba'al Be'er, for the husband to find her in a cafe with a guy, in some other spot outside of the home. In general, classic heter of Ba'al Be'er is where the woman is miyachid in her home with a man, but the husband could come, the woman sells something from her home, right? Very common, people don't want to pay, you know, rental fees and storefronts nowadays in different spots in the country, right? You have might have mask mandates, so they're selling things from their house. But potentially, yeah, that could be yichud issues. So, okay, a husband coming home to his house, that gives you a het to buy a little bit air. But let's say the woman has a shop, not by her home. That may not be buy a little bit air because it's not coming to the house. Okay, but besides that, Rav Scheinberg argues that buy a little bit air, if the husband sent her to the doctor, knows that she's going to the doctor, and all that, that itself already isn't a het to buy a little bit air. Where he put her in this situation, allow for her to be in this situation to begin with, that may not be such a heter. So that's one thing. Additionally, we'll get to another aspect which therapists might have that might totally negate also by over here. There's another heter which they talk about Ramosha utilizing. In general, a heter for doctors. Why is a doctor able to service a patient in general, to be involved in this whole process, touching them, potentially yichud with them? So there's really two chazakas, Chazal say. One is Tarid bin Mulachto. He's busy with his job. He's not here, it's not a social engagement. He's here to do a job. So he's focused on his job. He's a doctor. He's performing his job. So the assumption is, since he's a doctor, he's doing his job, he's going to do a good job. And he's not going to be focused on abusing this person, taking advantage of this person. That's A. B, the second step, even beyond that, is a concept that Eino Mekalkel Mnaso. He's not going to mess up his profession. If somebody would be accused of abuse, especially a doctor or a therapist, no one's going to trust him. No one's going to go to them. He'll lose his parnasa. He'll lose his license. Yeah. So with that on the line, that's seemingly a very strong chazaka. You're not going to do something wrong. A general person, no big deal. He's alone. He came to a store to buy something. The woman has a store, there's no one in the store, just a male and her. Okay, he doesn't have a job. This is not his job, this is not his profession. So there, that's a very dangerous situation of yichud. But where we're talking about a professional, we're talking about a doctor. So A, he's busy doing his job, and B, he doesn't want to lose his job. As we said, these situations, unfortunately, where you had therapists taking advantage, they lost everything. All their jobs, all their columns, their books, they're all banned. So that's seemingly a strong deterrent. Yes?
Are all these situations that you're giving as examples, are they all presuming that the man and the woman are in such a situation where it's genuinely private and there's no reasonable chance that someone else can come in? In other words, if I'm at a gas station and I go into their kiosk to pay, the door is open to, let's say, at nighttime, and there's a woman in there, you know, somebody else can still come in, even though it's private.
Right, that's different. You know, we also have to talk about, you know, what exactly the shear of yichud is. You're just walking in and out, it's not a big deal. necessarily. But, you know, that's one of the elevator debates. Right, you get an elevator, what's that? Okay. But yes.
What about the obvious reason that it's to help a person's health? So wouldn't that be a reason the doctor could examine her? I mean, if you were alone?
Yeah, 100%. And there is, you go to a doctor because v'shmartem nafshal seichem. You need to go to doctors. A person shouldn't hold back from going to a doctor because of potential yichud issues. We'll talk about later. You know, ideally, now I say that with a caveat. You know, ideally, we'll talk about maybe in choosing a doctor, you know, it's best for a man to choose a male doctor and a woman to choose a female doctor. But if that's not available, and especially when you're weighing, you know, let's say the best person for my situation is of the opposite gender, so the pashup shot, yeah, then you have to choose, you choose what's best for your health. But these halachas of yichud have to be factored in. How are we going to deal with it? So this concept of tarad bim naso, he's busy with his job, and he doesn't want to lose his job, in general, right, strong chazaka. Just yesterday, I had the schus of spending time with the posik. So I asked him, well, what do we say in the world, these chazakas in the world today? Yeah, people don't want to lose their job. People are, you know, professionals. In the secular world, it's every other day, is there a story of some professional taking advantage of his situation? I don't mean professional actors. I mean professionals, people in positions. You know, they went to school for years in medical school and this. And what do? They abuse their position. They abuse the trust of the people coming to them. So tarad bim naso, come on. They're thinking, they're multitasking. They're doing the job. And they're thinking about this person too.
Is it really happening, or are they just being accused of it happening?
So there are many cases. Again, I don't want to get into the broader topic of abuse. Yes, of course, within abuse cases, there are cases which are false accusations, but at the same time, we do know these things are happening.
It definitely does happen.
And the rate of these things happening and being exposed is definitely something, you know, the society itself is a cross society. People are inundated with these things. And yeah, there really are issues. And also the idea of a person losing it all, you know, from a Musar standpoint, when you see a case, it's like, wow, look at this person. He lost everything that he had, right? Is it not every other week you hear a scandal? This politician built up his career for years and years and years, and then, right, aspirations to be president. And he loses it because he takes advantage of a person. He abuses a person. So the idea of a person, a person never do this, risking it all. They do it. They think they'll get away with it. They think it won't happen to them. Every other month, every other week, you find someone else getting busted for these things. He's stupid. It wouldn't happen to me.
Well, so if you're a Democrat, you have
to. Right. Certain people could cover up better. So what's pshat? Do we still say there's a chazaka? Even in the world today, in 2021, where unfortunately it's not just the secular world, the firm world too, people who had top positions, top askanim, people helping seemingly Yidden, that were washed away with these scandals. So the Posik said he assumes the answer is yes. Today, when Chazal make a chazaka, the chazaka is a chazaka. Chazal said there's a chazaka. Normally, this is the norm. Are there people that will violate it? Yeah. The Rav said to me, he says, Baila Be'ir, Pesach Pesulot Lushos HaRabim, these heterim that Chazal have in Hilchos Yichud. Are there cases despite Baila Be'ir and despite Pesach Pesulot Lushos HaRabim, things go on? Yes. Within all these heterim, there, look, no one's saying these are impenetrable fortresses that Chazal say, if you do this, nothing will happen. No. But Chazal are saying, if you have this situation, it's something to rely on halakhically, and like was said before, and therefore, you know, where there's a tzarech, you need to go to the doctor, you can utilize it. It's a balance. Chazal were balancing. People have to live life, but at the same time, we have to worry about these situations. So this chazaka is something. It's a halachic force. Is it vada going to stop every situation? No. And we see this, and we see it. But it's still a chazaka. That's the power of a chazaka from Chazal. Now, practically, I did see Olbaum. No, Olbaum is a beautiful sefer. So he talks about some of these halachas in Yichud. So I saw him paskin. He wasn't ready lechachila to matter a situation of a doctor. And you've seen this true of Moshe just because of Tarad Bim Nasa. Just because he's not going to be Makalko his profession. B'dievet, if that's the only thing you have, okay, you're really stuck, you really need to go to dafta this doctor, okay, you can rely on these heterim. But ideally, Post can say it's better to have another level of Shmira. What would the other level of Shmira be? This is what we talked about before. Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah. The basic idea of Pesach Pesuach is to have a door open. And a door open doesn't necessarily mean you keep your front door actually open. Look, if you could do that, Matov Manayim. But if it means the door is unlocked and people have access to come in. Usually, we tell people, is to really utilize Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah, you have to tell people, you know, you can stop by anytime. Right? You're a kol guy, you're going home during lunch, and there's a babysitter there. You're a 3-month-old kid. That potentially is a yichud issue. But if you set up, you have somebody, you tell your neighbor, hey, do me a favor, come by every so often during lunch. Just walk in. I give you permission, just walk in. That will make it Pesach Pesuach. Your door is open. People have access. They could come in at any time. Sort of like Kashrus, a Yotzi V'Nichnas. So that's a Shmira. That's the classic concept of Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah. So again, by an average doctor, if the as long as people could come into the office, even if the door is shut and he's doing an exam, just the patient and the doctor, that would be a din of Pesach Pesuach. If you have secretaries, assistant, nurses that could come into the office, that would be okay. But there's one perhaps big exception to this. I want to go through this. If you look, there's a wonderful sefer in Hilchas Yichud written by a close chaver of the Stipler Gaon, Avram Horowitz, fascinating sefer. So he summarizes many halachas of Yichud. In general, you know, these svaras, Imam is what you say, Kechud Asara. Let me just illustrate it. You look at the halach in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes on top of the page, Afil ish ha'oskav m'lachtov im anashim, a man whose job spends time with women. He's a woman's doctor. Asa lo l'siyachid in anashim. It's asa for him to have yichud with women. Ketzud yasa. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yasek imam v'ishto imo, have your wife there? Have someone else there? Right? Woodwork, a secretary of this. Oh, yiftu malach acheres. Mechaber, Beis Yosef writes a star. Either do this or get another job. No one says you have to become a woman's doctor. Find a different parnasa. But the lashon of the mechaber is written, afilu ish ozkem malach acheres. Sounds like this guy who's involved with women, even he has to be worried about the Isser of Yichud. And the Nosei Kelem, the Chalkos Mechokik over there, the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mechaber used the Lashon of the Rambam, where the Rambam says it's a svar a person could say he's used to being around women, therefore maybe it doesn't affect him so much. But even him, Chazal say, no, there is an Isser Yichud. But he brings Avodas Rashi kizvarin as well of Neza. The Aftish Echad M'Shlosh Nashim Shari, even though Rashi gives a terem for one man to be with three women, but Oskavim Nashim Ulcer. Rashi says someone who's involved with women makes it worse, the opposite Svar of the Rambam. Why? Rufisha Libo Gaspo. Libo Gaspo, there's a certain connection. In the vernacular back in Brooklyn, we would say, you're heimish with them. What? Somebody who is, you know, the Rambam looks at it, okay, you know, it doesn't affect him as much. Rashi says, pumfarker, the Svar is mamash, the opposite. Is that you're around women a lot that makes you too close to them. And it'll be easier for you and for them to be involved in something illicit and dangerous. That's a concept of legal gospel. Now, what would be a nafkamina? Okay, let's say the guy is a guy who's a legal gospel. So if you look in the middle of the page, the Dvar Halacha, Os Dalid, that part there. Yichud and Isho from legal gospel. So the two examples he brings, Kigon Krovoso, his relatives, Oshin Nizgadol Imo, or they grew up together. He's very close. This man and this woman, they grew up together, very close. Asur afil pezul besuach l'shus harabim. Sodom and Halacha, there's no heter of pezul besuach. Folks can talk about there may be no heter of bailo be'ir. Someone who's libo gospel, they're very close, they have a relationship for years, that makes it worse, Rashi says. Yeah. And that's a more dangerous situation, and that's the type of situation where you may not have a heter of Pesach Pesuah. You may not have a heter of Bailo Be'ir. Yes?
That's what you see in society in general, with everything. When I was younger, the whole concept of euthanasia was abhorrent. It was horrifying. People were just shocked at people. And as society has degenerated, it becomes more and more common. It becomes common to such an extent now that nobody even thinks twice about it. So, you know, of course everybody's doing it.
Right.
Exact same thing.
Yeah. So what you do have, this situation of libel gospel, someone there's a relationship with between this man and this woman. It's not just a man walking to a store to buy something, but someone they have a strong previous relationship. That's a type of scenario you lose these heterim. Now, for the record, there is a yesh matirim. There are those that are matir, even by libel gospel, a man and a woman that have some relationship. Pesach Pesuach would be a netzah. But you see, you're already getting yourselves into tough waters. And what I spoke with Posick about this, and people debate this issue, what would you say about a therapist? Okay, let's say a doctor, okay, we could debate, doctor, you go in, you go out, you know, even if you're a doctor for years, love doctor, that's a, you know, libel gospel is a relationship that, the way the post can look at it, it really has to be a close relationship, right? The way they said it over in B'nai Brak, the Dvar Halacha writes it, Krovoso is his cousins, his godly emo, someone they grew up with. It has to be a real strong relationship. But when it comes to a therapist, the whole essence of therapy is the therapist has to develop a relationship with the patient so the patient trusts them with their deepest, darkest secrets. And that builds a kesher. If the patient trusts the therapist, they'll open up to them, they'll talk to them. So what's a therapist? Is a therapist somebody who's libo gospel? If you say yes, and I was pushing the post, is that libo gospel? Developing a relationship, there's something going on there. He wasn't able to push me off so much. Pashto says there is definitely a strong tzad that would fit that qualification, which would therefore hurt the heter of Pesach Pesuach. Now, Stam, as we said before, by a therapist, you're not going to have, like you might have by doctors, where there's someone else in the room when he's performing an examination. By a therapist, it's only one-on-one. LMI, there's a secretary in the office. You know, most, you know, therapists, I don't know that they have, you know, it takes a while between clients and this. A lot of doctors even have a secretary. Why are they paying for a secretary? He's going to sit with this person for an hour and this. They'll do it himself, right? A doctor, okay, he keeps billings and this. But you go to the therapist, there's no one else. But let's say there's even someone there. There's a big practice, multiple doctors. They have a secretary there. But if you classify a therapist as someone who's libo gaspa, then you can no longer simply use that therapist pesuah. Now, b'di'eved, we do see that there are people that are makel with that, okay? But I'm bringing to the attention, this is definitely an issue that has to be grappled with. Yes?
There's an argument to be made that it really doesn't totally apply because the only reason you have the relationship is because it's a therapist.
Okay, that's a decent argument. You're saying that self-go-self is a business relationship. You only have the relationship because you need it for business. One of the cases of libel gospel is somebody that does business. The Gemara's case, where he types up the Gemara in Kedushin, is someone who did business with a woman. So the Gemara was, people were willing to say that, with Bibi, were willing to say that even in the case where the relationship begins with a professional relationship where you're selling something, but you spend so much time together, you've worked together for years, that makes a connection.
There's a difference.
Right? I wasn't trying to focus the share on a workplace, but if we go through the issues of libel gospel, you know, at a workplace, and you have a secretary that you use for years, and very close, that might also fit into this category. But today we came to talk about therapists. Yes?
First of all, then it would make a difference, first visit to a therapist versus
correct.
Second or third.
Correct.
Or after.
Very good point. You're right. It takes a while to develop this relationship. So Kol's man, you're not at the... Now, your idea, Yerachmiel, is counterintuitive. Because,
100%.
Right, once you reach the point you feel comfortable opening up with them, now you have halakhic issues.
Go on Zoom.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But
a separate thing also. Doctors, especially specialists nowadays, even if they're not trained as full psychologists, they are increasingly taught to focus on the patient's mental health.
Yeah.
And to do some of that same.
So you see, you want to argue that even some doctors, you know, could, maybe, I don't know. Probably, it's probably less likely to fit such a category. Now, I want to just quickly go through, yes?
So what about a relationship between somebody and a rabbi? Somebody comes to the rabbi, it's the same.
Excellent point.
Same problem.
And it is the same problem. It definitely could be. And as we said before, rabbis are not immune to this. I was talking to one of my friends about it. And he said, yeah, every time I meet with somebody, I always make sure to meet in this spot with a window on the door, clearly open. And yeah, the therapy sessions are not limited to therapists. You know, rabbinic counseling, you know, could be the same. And, you know, especially for a Rav to meet one-on-one with a woman, there has to be major precautions taken. And yeah, it should not be done in the privacy of some spot,
right.
You know.
I know even like I have friends that are in Kirov, and they tell me now they don't meet with girls, they only meet with guys.
Yes.
That's a new thing. No more. They don't meet with girls.
It's not such a new thing. It's an old thing. Avram Megayeris Anashim, sorry, Megayeris Anashim. But you're right. I also have friends in Kirov, and they say it's keferlich. You know. Very rough. Let me just show Rav Moshe's psak by a doctor. And then, just to give practical suggestions for these cases. So Moshe, again, is talking about a man allowing his wife to go to an OBGYN. So Rav Moshe talks about that, look, if you have, you know, a secretary there in the office, and, you know, that she could come in at any time, okay, so then you have a din of Pesach Pesuach, that would be okay. You know, Moshe here within the Tshuva doesn't mention the Tard B'Melachto and the Not Mekalkel. Okay, we talked about that. That myself might be the Evan. But Moshe talks about having a secretary, have someone come into the office that could come in at any time, even during an exam. That would be okay. Avol Mashem Yachtes, I'm reading the last five lines. Imarofe, Av Kishe Eino Mishmer. A woman being alone with a doctor when there's no secretary. Vav acher azman, you could have cases, it's later at night. V'gamma de yichud zman miyuchud lo ba'atzma, she has a set time, there's no one else coming now. The last appointment. Nira she'ein lahater. Moshe says, there ain't no hater for that. 100% usher. U'merchochaz l'kachas imo echem b'neha. So Moshe gives one eitzah, find one of your, bring with one of her children. The husband's going to have to go with her to the doctor. Moshe is telling you, I'm taking this very seriously. It's 100% usher to go. But the halacha you should know is she wouldn't be usher to you that we assume something happened. Because the halacha is ein osrin al yichud. But Moshe takes it very seriously. You have a situation, a woman's going to a doctor. There's no one else around. Rav Moshe says, you have no heter. It's usher. The only, Rav Moshe gives a heter, okay, bring with a kid. You can't bring with a kid, which would preclude the issues of yichud, not a baby, but some kid in between ages, which would stop an isser of yichud, the husband himself to go. Okay, that's what you have to do. So practically, just to sum up, with the therapist, there's three practical suggestions. Number one, ideally, if you look, when you look into these things, one of the considerations, if it's a female needing going to a therapist, look first for a female therapist. If that's not able, the best person you recommend to go to is a male, okay? And to make sure there's someone coming into the office, which again, is also not so simple because if it's a small practice, who said he has a secretary? But that you have to think of when choosing a doctor. Is there someone going to be around during therapy sessions? And if you can't, and if that's not around, you fall right into this trap or Moshe's issue. You know, as it is, we said, it may not be so simple, Pesach Pesuach, with someone in the Liber Gospel. But for sure, you need someone to go in, then you have to bring along a child or possibly even a husband. Now, the husband aspect may not be so simple by therapy because right, she's talking about him. So you really, really have to do your homework on choosing, best to choose the same gender. If not that, then there must be someone coming into the office at all times. Otherwise, as Ramosha said, not so simple to find a heter. Just to summarize, you know, these issues are major issues of abuse in the firm community, and it's something that Chazal put in place tools to stop these things. If people would be vigilant in the halachas of yichud, that itself, not necessarily a guarantee, but would definitely help things and improve things in society. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful week. I'll take all your questions.